Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
So joining us in the studio today is the freshly minted Miss Universe Malaysia 2016. Her name is Kieran Jassel. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Now, thank you very much for fitting us into your extremely busy schedule, I'd imagine. How are things going right now?
So far, so good. It's been 2 months now. And, you know, all I can say that I'm having a really, really, really good time.
Uh-huh.
It's been super exciting. I've learned so much. Mm-hmm. And I just can't wait to see, you know, what else I can learn from this.
She sounds so nice,
I
right?
I know.
So nice and sweet.
I know.
There has to be a non-sweet side to it. Let's find out a little bit later on, of course. Anyway, folks, we have a giveaway this evening. You heard we'll be giving stuff away a little bit later on. We'll let you know what it is throughout the advertisements. Don't forget, 016-201-9000. If you want to take part, of course, we are on Twitter. We're at BFMTTON.
And BFM Radio.
And at BFM Radio. So, Kieran, what I want to talk to you about is how did you first decide that you wanted to participate in this whole thing?
Okay, so when I was younger, my sister and I used to watch pageant shows and we told ourselves that, you know, one day it will be us up there. But, you know, there was always this fear that, you know, fear of being judged and putting yourself out there. And last year, my mom actually participated in the Mrs. Malaysia World under the classic category.
Wow.
And when I was thinking of applying, she was already a finalist. And so I spoke to her about it. I told her, like, you know, I was a bit worried, you know, what if people, you know, judge me, you know, what if I get critics or stuff like that. And she was like, you know, you're never going to know unless you try, unless you take the leap of faith. And if I can do it at the age of 50, why can't you? You have no excuse. You know, you're young. Just go and have fun.
Right.
So
I mean, it's great to have a former, it's great to have a mother who is a former pageant, right? Yeah, they can give you free advice.
Yeah, did she give you advice?
She did, because she was a finalist then. And after I applied and went through that 1 week of training in October, it was then her pageant night, her gala night, and she won under her category.
Wow.
And she was super happy. She was, you know, she was elated, and she told me that, you know, I didn't think of winning so badly. I just wanted to have fun. In my age, I just wanted to have a good experience. And she said, you know, at the end of the day, if you come out of it feeling happy and content, even if you do not win, you have achieved a lot in that day.
So. Right.
So what have you experienced throughout the whole entire pageant process?
I think one thing that really stood out for me was that it doesn't have to be always a fighting battle between girls. Like, you know, for example, you know, before this, we've always heard that pageants can get quite catty and stuff like that. But I've made really, really good friends. And for me, that was a huge deal, because coming into it, I was really scared. You know, what if someone tore my clothes or, you know, basically tried to sabotage me. And they were all so nice. The girls were really helpful. And that really helped mold my journey into such a lovely one. And the experience I had with the girls, we became family. It was more like a sisterhood instead of a competition. It got stiff towards the end, but it was healthy.
Right.
So in my experience, you know, you don't have to deal with things negatively. There can always be a lot of positive vibes, a lot of kindness in any situation.
Right. And I think a lot of the girls who kind of went into the pageant as well were probably under the same impression that you were. So they're as nervous as you are.
Definitely, yeah.
They just want to be there and be supported as much as you were. I think when we talk about negativity and criticism and one thing or another, that tends to come from the general public, right?
Yeah.
It comes from Twitter and Facebook and all of those
kinds
of things.
It's just like Vanessa Tevye when she won.
Yeah, and quite
a lot of, like, haters.
There was backlash on both sides.
Haters, you know, got to be haters, man.
You know, people sit on one side or the other. That's normal, right? It's normal life. But I think, you know, hats off to you that you've dealt with all of that, and, you know, you're moving on, and that you've
Thank
already
you.
Won it. So you're just like, yeah, see, I won anyway.
So what have you been doing since then?
So the first week after winning was media interviews, radio interviews, and then after that I got busy with photo shoots, a lot of appearances as well. And then I started training with Elaine. Mm-hmm. We did voice training, vocal training, catwalk. I brushed up on photo shoot skills as well. And then after that, a lot of general knowledge, Q&A sections as well that I'll have to prepare for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for now, it's just training, trying to get everything done as much as I can, as well as the working out part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to have a banging body before I leave. So, yeah.
All right. We'll be back after these messages, of course, with Kieran and Adeline. We're going to be talking a little bit about decisions that you've made, Kieran, over the last few months, where you are now and whatnot. We have Smarty Pants coming up in a few minutes after the second portion, of course. News from Page 2, all that coming up after these messages. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
Joining us in the studio today is...
Oh, Kieran.
Are you sure? Your name's Kieran, right? Are we sure about that? Just wanted to check.
Yeah. Let's do that again.
No. I wanted to knock her off guard. See, just see what it's like. Kieran Jassler is with us, of course. She is Miss Malaysia Universe 2016.
Yes.
I got it right. Because there's Miss Malaysia this, there's Miss mm-hmm. Universe, there's Miss... I'm so confused about the whole
thing. I'm confused as well.
Right? Is it because of, like, somebody owns that name and somebody owns that name? Is that
They're
how it works?
Different pageants
right.
owned by different owners, franchise holders.
I see. So we have to get it right.
Yeah.
Okay, just to be clear.
You right. got it right.
Got it
Don't
right.
Worry.
Right. Yeah. Now, what I want to talk about very quickly is that crown that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
How heavy is it and how much is it worth?
It's worth 3.2 million.
Oh my word.
Yes, Malaysian ringgit.
Uh-huh.
And it's about 600 to 700 grams.
Right. So who looks after it during this period?
Ceres.
Right. Yes. Where do they live? I'm just kidding.
So how long do you get to hold on that crown?
How many times have you worn it?
Quite a number of times, actually, because for most of my interviews, I have my crown on. They request for the crown.
Uh-huh. We should have requested for the crown.
Darn
yeah,
it. We should have done. Next time.
Yeah, so they I usually have my crown on. Mm. And after like 15 minutes, it gets really heavy.
Gets headache, right?
I have really, really bad headache.
Okay.
Because it hurts at two sides.
Uh-huh. Right.
Like the top and the bottom part near my neck, because that's where the most pressure is at. And you know, when you put all the pins, it really hurts.
So it's form over function. It just looks fancy, but actually does nothing for your head.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But it's too beautiful though. It's
it is,
3.2 million.
I know. 3.2 million, you could have how many cars with that?
Oh, plenty.
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 Okay, let's talk about your career decisions then, because from what I understand, you not so long ago finished your A-levels.
Yes.
And you were looking at dentistry.
Yes.
Now that's on hold then.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about that. Why did you suddenly make that? I mean, because dentistry is it's an industry that everybody knows and respects. And you know, it's hard work.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a lot of study. So to suddenly just go, you know what? I'm going to focus on what I'm doing right now. Why did you make that decision?
Focus on...
On what you're doing now.
Okay. So I hadn't started my course yet. And I was supposed to start in February. And I finished my A-levels last year, June, and my results came out somewhere around August.
Mm-hmm. So you've deferred.
Yeah, I've deferred.
Right.
So I had such a long period, about 7 months of not doing anything. And that was the time when I was looking through Facebook and I saw the casting call for Miss Universe.
Mm.
So I figured, you know, I have all this time, I'm not doing anything, why not just join the pageant? I've always wanted to anyway.
Mm.
And if I won, I could always deal with it later, in the sense that I could always study and, you know, do the pageant thing or just put it on hold.
Mm.
And so since I figured I haven't started studying yet, why not take a leap year?
Mm.
And so I can focus completely on one thing, in this case, Miss Universe Malaysia. And then after I'm done with my reign, go back and start studying. Mm.
So you're going to go back to study?
Yes.
When would that be?
Next year, February.
Ah.
Yes, so it'll be just nice, you know. I would have represented Malaysia, come back, finish my duties, crown the new winner, and then start studying again.
And then you're like, I'm done now, take the crown.
Well, imagine
it's
walking into the college or uni that, you know, tons of students would be like, hey, can I take a picture with you?
Of course. I mean, you've got to admit, I mean, you're in a position now where many doors are going to be open for you.
Yeah.
Right? And so do you think that might kind of... I know it's very early days yet, but do you think that maybe later on, when all of these doors are opened and you could potentially move here, there, or anywhere?
Yeah, maybe. I never know.
I never say never, right?
Just like the industry too much that I don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, I'm keeping my options open, but the plan is to go back to dentistry. Or to start dentistry.
Okay. So what do you do for fun then, Kieran?
I read a lot, actually. I love reading. Mm-hmm. A few of my favorite books are The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
Yeah.
Yes. And Shame by Jacinda Sanghera. So I love her. And I work out quite a bit as well. And last year, I found joining obstacle courses to be very fulfilling.
Uh-huh.
So that's something I want to do, but I can't do it this year because I can't get injured.
Can't have any bruises.
Yes, no bruises, no injury. So it's something I'm going to miss doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I plan to go back to that next year.
Excellent. So you say your mother was a participant and she won her category and whatever. You know, how supportive are your family in general now then?
Very, very supportive, actually. Even for my gala night, many of my family members came down from Singapore, different parts of KL, just to come and see me for that night. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends even postponed the ticket back to UK just to, watch my show.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So they've been very supportive. And, they even said that wherever the pageant is, if they can, they will come and support me even there. Mm. So everyone's been super supportive. And my dad actually was against it initially. Mm-hmm. Like he said, he didn't say no, you can't join, but he always said that, I want you to study, I don't want you to postpone. Mm-hmm. And he told me, I don't want you to win, because if you win, obviously you're going to defer. But he was so supportive, actually. Yeah. When I was preparing for the pageant, he kept giving me Q&A prep. Every time he saw me, he would just throw a question at me and say, okay, if I asked you this, how are you going to reply? You've got to give answers with full maturity.
What does your dad do?
He's a police officer.
Right. So your dad's a police officer and your mother's a lawyer,
yes.
Right? I can understand how, that could be quite difficult at home,
yes.
Doing something like this. I mean, that's an interesting mix, right?
Do you have any other siblings?
Oh, yes. I have one older sister. Mm-hmm. She's 25. Right. And she's currently a finalist for Miss World.
Oh, my
wow.
word.
Wow. So whole family look at pageant.
Your father must be like, high five, everybody. Look at this. High five.
I have three
daughter,
pageants in a house.
Wife, other daughter. Mm. He's a happy man, right?
You know?
Of course he's a happy man. Hello, Uncle Jessel. Anyway, I'm going to come and get to meet you. Anyway, very quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We have a giveaway, of course. Don't forget. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. We're going to take a very short break. Of course, we will be back with Kieran after these messages. We've got news from page 2 coming up. We've got Smarty Pants coming up. Clearly, she's a clever one. And some other stuff. So please don't go anywhere. This is that time of night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Over here we have
Kieran Jessel.
There we go. Of course, we are here with Kieran Jessel. She is the freshly minted Miss Universe Malaysia 2016. Congratulations. Everybody at home and who's listening is rooting for you and everything. Big hands, round of applause, all that kind of stuff. If you want to get in touch to take part in the giveaway, 016-201-9000. Don't forget that number. We are on Twitter as well, at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Now, Kieran, what we're going to do is this thing that we call News from Page 2. Mm-hmm. So we found some silly stories. And some of them are quite, I don't know, they're not silly, but there's, you kind of go, what? How could somebody do that? So let's have a listen. First off, let's fade that out and let's have a little bit of this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
I want to talk to you about love.
Oh.
Potential love, right?
You talking about love?
I know, right?
No,
Me and that in the same sentence, it doesn't quite work out most of the time. Anyway, so this is a story that I read about yesterday. And it's about this woman who was, she had to be rushed to the hospital at the end of the story, right? So I'll just tell you the end of the story first.
Okay.
She got rushed to hospital. So her name is Susan Brown. She's a 65-year-old woman. And what she thought, she's married to this guy called Felix. She's married to this guy, and they'd had an argument whilst they were on their holiday, right? Mm-hmm. They'd been married a long time. Arguments happen, one thing or another, and the husband said, I am going to fly home sooner. You continue on your cruise around Portugal and the Atlantic. You mm-hmm. do that. I think we need some time apart. I'm going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually happened is she thought that maybe he didn't fly home and went back on the cruise ship, right? So the cruise ship sets sail from the dock as she is still waiting at the dock, at the harbor.
Uh-huh.
Then she decided to jump in the sea and swim after the cruise
what?
Ship.
Oh, my God.
So bear this in mind. She's 65 years old,
yeah.
right? She swam 500 meters fully clothed before she had to be rescued by the Coast Guard and treated for hypothermia and taken back to a hospital to be treated, right?
I mean, she'd be lucky she's alive, man.
She's very lucky that she's alive, first and foremost. But secondly, this kind of got me thinking, right? This is somebody who has clearly made a decision that it's an instant regret that her husband has taken off, and she must be upset that she's decided to do something this, you know, drastic, right? But after she got rescued, they had to take her to a psychiatric hospital because they're not quite sure if she's, you know, right in the head.
Well, I mean, when we talk about love, you know, you do anything for love. It's your husband.
It is, right? Yeah.
Wait, so did she get on the boat at the end?
No, she didn't quite.
Halfway through.
She didn't make it. It's a cruise ship. So think how fast that cruise ship is you know, sailing. I mean, in your head, you can't keep up with
a cruise ship. Wait, there's no cell phone. Can't she call the husband?
She's swimming.
Yeah, I know. Before that, she should have called the husband.
Yeah, but she was so worried that he was going to leave, you see.
And right.
Yeah, she didn't want to be left behind.
Don't want to be left behind. Baby, come back.
And she's 65. She's not 25. That's 65.
Exactly. That's some commitment, that is, anyway.
So what happens at the end?
Well, I mean, she lost sight of her husband at the airport, so she thought, oh, he must have got back on the boat. Mm-hmm. He wasn't anywhere. You know, he was just hanging around waiting for his wife.
So did the husband went to see her in a hospital?
Of course. Yes. So they're all, like, happy right now.
But she's in the psychiatric ward.
She needs to be assessed. I'm sure she'll be fine. They've flown her back to the UK, so she's back home now. So everything's okay, right? We can relax.
Okay.
Okay, what have you got?
Okay. Well, mine is not about love. Mine is about sports.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this story is in China. There are 20,000 runners in China, so they were doing a marathon. Mm-hmm. So when they finished the line and they were given a packet, all the athletes thought it was an energy bar, but not knowing that they took a bite of it, it was a bar of soap.
Oh.
So 12,000 of them had to be admitted to the hospital.
12,000?
So 20,000 runners, but 12,000 people had to be admitted to the hospital for treatment because they took a bite of the soap and then they thought, like, what is this?
Hang on a minute. 12,000 people unwrapped a packet and didn't realize that it smelled like soap and not like food.
I know, right? How can you not know if it's an energy bar that's like Nas, that's like, you know it's an energy bar or not.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, the reason why they thought it was an energy bar is because the packet that they received, it was, because due to language barrier, it was all written in English. So they didn't understand a single word and they thought it was an energy bar.
Yeah, but still, this is, you know, that's when your
common sense, right?
Come in.
Yes.
You unwrap it and you immediately know it. Well, this smells like soap. Maybe I shouldn't bite this.
Or maybe I should ask someone.
Right.
Or maybe you should just throw it out, one bite, and you know it.
But this reminds me of a story, again, coming out of China just a couple of days ago.
Of course, China.
About this poor woman who got on a plane before it took off, and she was dying to use the toilet. You know, she was desperate to use the toilet. And what she thought was the toilet was actually the door to get out of the plane.
Oh, my God.
So she opened the door, and it popped out the escape ramp. Thankfully, it was still on the tarmac. But, you know... and they had to take her take her aside, you know, and explain to her, no, madam, this is not a toilet door.
Was she sent into a psychiatric ward as well?
But it was her first time flying. She'd never been on a plane, you know, so all of these things weren't explained to her. Before they took off. You know, they sat on the tarmac already. So it's a bit worrying, right?
It is.
Because you never know if somebody decides to do that whilst you're in the middle of a flight. Right?
Yeah.
That's what worries me. I'm just going to go to the toilet. No, hold on. Sit down. Sit down. Just get back to your seat. Anyway, right. We have to move on. It's quiz time. It sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty pants.
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 Smarty pants. Smarty pants.
So you said your dad was testing you on Q&A and one thing or another, right?
Uh-oh.
Right? Yeah, that was working out like
I think
that.
Those questions will be way tougher than this, right?
I think they'll be a lot tougher. These ones tend to be, it's general knowledge. Mm-hmm. You either know it or you don't. I can see you trying to look at my sheet. Stop that. here's the thing, right? Don't dwell on a question if you don't know the answer. So if you don't know it, say skip immediately, okay?
Okay.
Right. So your 3 minutes start now. Foot volley is a variation of football and originated in which country? England or Brazil?
Brazil.
Well done. In which country did it used to be considered unlucky to be born on a leap day? Is it Ireland or Scotland?
Scotland.
A biped is an animal that has how many feet? Two or four?
2.
The Rosetta Stone was used to decipher the hieroglyphics of which ancient culture? The South Africans or the Egyptians?
Egyptians.
In which year did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor in Hawaii in the US? Was it 41 or 48?
41.
Which actor played Cedric Diggory in the Harry Potter series? Was it Rupert Grint or Robert Pattinson?
Robert.
Adolf Dassler is the founder of which famous sports brand? Puma or Adidas?
Adidas.
Humphrey Bogart was a famous jazz musician back in the 60s. True or false?
False.
What is the third planet from the sun? Is it Mars or Earth?
Mars. Earth.
How many stars?
Oh my God.
How many stars? Trick question. How many stars are there on the Malaysian flag?
One.
Enid Blyton was famous for writing what type of books? Quiz books or children's books?
Children's books.
What kind of reptile is a chameleon? Is it a snake or a lizard?
Lizard.
What is the study of plants called? Pomology or botany?
Botany.
Sean Connery used to be which famous spy in movies? Was he Maxwell Smart or James Bond?
James Bond.
Which actor plays the role of Captain America? Miles Teller or Chris Evans?
Chris Evans.
A group of which birds is known as a rafter? Ducks or turkeys?
Turkeys.
In which stadium does Liverpool Football Club play their home matches? White Hart Lane or Anfield?
Anfield.
Beetlejuice is a delicacy drink found only in Thailand. True or false?
False.
Morty and Ferdy are the nephews of which cartoon character? Homer Simpson or Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
Complete this nursery rhyme. What bridge is falling down?
London Bridge.
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun is a popular song sung by which artist? Madonna or Cyndi Lauper?
Madonna.
Cyndi Lauper. How many commandments are there in the Bible?
5. 10. Oh my God.
A scratch plate is usually attached to which musical instrument? Bass or guitar?
Guitar.
Can be on both, but normally guitar, yeah. Who is the Roman god of the sea? Poseidon or Neptune?
Poseidon. Neptune. Oh my God.
Pediophobia is the irrational fear of what? Dolls or masks?
My dolls.
Okay, we'll give you dolls. Which of these films did Tom Cruise not act in? Top Gun, Risky Business or Casino?
Casino.
Well done. Karen Jassel, we'll find out how well you did after these messages. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm Adeline Jones.
This is
Kieran Jessel.
There we go. So just before the break, there was a whole bunch of dings. Not so many buzzers. Kieran seems to have done quite well, right?
But you know why? It's all training.
It's all training, yeah.
Thanks to the father.
Daddy at home, very helpful.
Well done, Uncle Jessel.
Yeah. Now then, before we get to how well she did, just a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We are giving stuff away this evening. You have heard all the adverts in between. I can't say advertisements. I can't say advertisements. Which is it?
Ads.
Ads will do. So you've heard all them. Now, what we'll do is we'll go through
some of the questions.
There we go.
Okay, so the first one, actually not many. Okay. So the first one, what is the third planet from the sun? The answer is Earth.
Aha.
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. It's a popular song sung by which artist? Cyndi Lauper. Mm-hmm. How many commandments are there in the Bible? Is 10.
You're halfway there.
Who is the Roman god of the sea? Is Neptune.
That's it. Uh-oh, this could be dangerous.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kieran Jessel scored 22 points.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, Kieran. Well done.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Right.
Do you feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to thank Dad?
I feel good. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
That song has been going around all day today.
Was it?
Yeah. Hugo, our intern, started singing it earlier on. I don't know what's wrong with him. Normally he comes in and says, I'm so tired. But today he's been like, I feel good.
Mm. You know why? Because Kieran is here.
That could be it. Right, almost time for us to wrap up. But Kieran, what are you up to next? What's the next little project you've got lined up?
Okay, so after this is going to be more and more prep for Miss Universe. You know, we need to place, we need to win this mm-hmm. year.
When is that?
I would think sometime in November, December. We mm-hmm. haven't been briefed, still waiting to hear from Miss Universe.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be working with my dentist for this charity project that we're championing. basically, it's about dental hygiene and oral hygiene as well. And also, I'll be working with Malaysia Needs Foundation as their spokesperson. Mm-hmm. So I'll be preaching about their myths and their beliefs about HIV.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
Very, very busy.
Okay,
seems.
Well, good luck with all of that.
Thank you
good
so much.
Good luck, November, whenever it is coming. Do come back and let us know how it went, okay?
Sure.
Right.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Right, so fact of the day then today.
Me first, you first?
You go
I
first.
Have five.
Why do you need five?
I was given five.
Why can't you always need more than one, right?
No.
Let's just leave it that way.
Stop
okay,
it,
okay.
Stop it, leave it that way.
We'll leave it that way.
Okay, so there's about 47-story skyscraper in Spain that has no elevator.
Oh my word, what happens if there's a fire?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Run! No, jump off. Jump off.
They don't have like one of those things they have at the water parks where you can slide all the way down.
What's it called?
A water slide.
No, vuvuzela.
A vuvuzela. How does what does a vuvuzela have to do
You've
with
been
a
to Samuel Lagoon way too many times. Yeah,
oh,
no,
that,
I haven't been. The problem, I've never been.
It is called the vuvuzela, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to Samuel Lagoon since I was a kid.
Oh. Right.
Really?
It's time to fix that.
And everybody was like, you know, raging and no, not raging. Everybody has been like, you know, all hyped up because of the vuvuzela. I'm like,
it's not that good. It's not that good. It looks cool.
A lot of positive reviews, I must say.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you tried?
Yeah. The one in Malacca is better.
Oh, this one in Malacca?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, did I say that? Oh, I mean, of course, everything in KL is way better than anywhere else, right? That's what I meant. Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in. I've got a fact for you. According to old tradition, in Iceland, if you did not receive new clothes as part of your Christmas gift, you'll get eaten by a giant cat.
No.
Yeah, that's according to their, you know, their old traditions.
Myth,
it's a myth. Well, there you go. Fact, myth. Which is true? I don't know. Stay with us. It's the end of the show. If you have been contacted, well done. You've won for this evening. Congratulations. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury. Over here is Kieran Jassel. Say goodnight.
Good night.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Good night, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.